These are the readings for Advanced Studio Classroom, May 2013. Page 10. Social networking, online and offline. A wave of web startups are encouraging users to get off their couches and back into the real world. Not too long ago, friending someone involved more than just clicking a button on Facebook. So, in a retro twist to social networking, a wave of web startups are encouraging users to get off their couches, away from their smartphones and tablets, and back into the real world. We have an internal tagline, "Use the Internet to get off the Internet," said Catherine Fink, community manager at Meetup, an online-to-offline startup with 11 million members. Hybrid social networks are connecting strangers with similar interests online, then directing them to meet in person for dinners, bar hopping, bowling, or biking excursions. Unlike dating or networking sites, these startups are focused simply on helping users make new friends and hang out face-to-face. If a hookup or job interview results, well, that's just an added bonus. On the sites, users create a free profile of themselves with basic information and a photo, and search for get-togethers that interest them. Before meeting face-to-face, people can post questions, offer parking or traffic tips, and suggest topics to talk about. Events that cost money are usually paid for in advance online. A need for networking. The sites are doing especially well among 20 and 30-somethings in big cities, where finding new people to hang out with can be challenging. When you're in college, friends are basically thrown at you, said Greg Self, 22, an assistant at a film production company. It's super easy. But that wasn't the case after Self moved to Los Angeles from Virginia earlier this year. He searched online for ways to meet new people and came across Grub With Us, a startup that enables users to create and attend group meals. Meals with new friends. Grub With Us meals are hosted at restaurants and typically bring together 6 to 10 people who have never met each other. Everyone pays in advance, so there's no mulling over the menu or bickering over the tab. There have been Grub With Us meals geared toward traveling enthusiasts, vegans, Clippers fans, and music aficionados. Grub With Us has tripled its user base since the beginning of the year, with meal reservations growing 15% month over month. The company has more than 80,000 subscribers. Self said he has made a handful of friends from the Grub With Us dinners. "It's definitely added to my experience in this city," he said. Though, he added, that some can be hit or miss. "I've been to ones before where you're sitting in between two people who are not really talking at all, or are not very interesting," he said. "And you're like, well, at least the food's good." Grub With Us chief executive Eddie Liu said users like such online-offline sites because they provide a safe way for people to meet. Members identify themselves through their profiles and communicate with one another online before meeting at a business or other public place. A link to friendship. Another rising tech startup is Grouper, which connects two groups of friends for face-to-face hangouts after pairing them online. The setup takes away some of the awkwardness of meeting someone new alone, said Michael Waxman, Grouper's co-founder and chief executive. Launched in New York last year, Grouper expanded to L.A. in September. "In a lot of ways, we're the anti-Facebook," Waxman said. One of the original things that played into the genesis of Grouper was the idea that social software didn't make a lot of sense. There's this underlying paradox. Facebook, Twitter, social products, you usually use them by yourself by the glow of your computer screen. Vocabulary focus. Retro. Tagline. Hybrid. Excursion. Bicker. Aficionado. Paradox.